we now turn to a moment from our partners at StoryCorps. And this is about John Yates. He was working at the Pentagon on September 11th, 2001. His office sustained a near-direct hit from American Airlines Flight 77, and Yates suffered burns on almost 40% of his body. At StoryCorps, Yates recounted the events of that morning.
One of my coworkers asked me if I knew what was going on in New York. So I said no, and she said, well, you got to come see. And there's a crowd of people watching the TV. So I stood there for a few minutes and watched. I called my wife. She said she knew, and I said, well, I just wanted to let you know I was okay. And she said, do me a favor. For the rest of the day, work from underneath your desk. So I laughed, and I said, yeah, honey, I will. I love you, and I'll see you tonight. And just as I decided to get up and leave, the plane hit the outside of the building. I was blown through the air, and when I landed, I really didn't know where I was. The room was just black, and everything I touched burned my hands. And I remember seeing just strings of skin, which was hanging off my hands from the burns. There's a lot of things that I don't remember to this day, but I remember a medic cutting all my clothes off of me, and my wife waking me up, and I thought it was still September 11th, but it was September 13th. You know, when I went to watch what was going on in New York, I was standing in the middle of five people, and I'm the only one that survived.
These 9/11 stories will be housed at the National September 11th Memorial and Museum. All StoryCorps recordings are archived at the Library of Congress. You'll find more reflections on today's anniversary in images and music and through blogging of today's events at our website at npr.org.